This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The fracking boom has turned Trempealeau County, Wisconsin, and areas like it upside down. There's no oil or gas there, just sand. Hydraulic fracturing requires tons and tons of the stuff. Sand is pumped down each well, mixed with water and chemicals. Trempealeau, in western Wisconsin, population 28,000 or so, has more sand mines than any other county. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
My tour starts at the Quick Trip across from Pat Malone's office in the county government building.
There we go.
She needs to gas up her red Toyota Corolla.
Well, why don't I take you as close as we can get to the beginning?
Okay, great.
Malone's been here 26 years. She's a professor with the University of Wisconsin's Cooperative Extension, kind of a full-time consultant to local government, planning, health, economic development. In March 2010, a woman came into her office worried about a new neighbor.
And she was talking about the sand mine and all these awful things that would happen. And in my head, I'm going, it's just sand.
Malone had seen plenty of sand mines, mostly small and temporary, supplying local construction projects. But the permit application for this mine was different. Instead of being a few pages long, it was a few inches thick. In the next 3 years, the county approved 27 more permits like it. We go past that first site, and lots of others. Giant silos, processing plants, huge piles of sand, all on land that used to be rolling hills, covered with trees.
And which mine is this?
I have no idea.
Okay.
After some point, it's like, who knows?
Besides the aesthetics, people close to the mines hate the lights at night, the noise from blasting. And then there are the trucks carrying sand out. Most mines are permitted for at least 100 a day, and two-lane roads are the norm here.
And, you know, you look at this road and you're like, God, you know, do you want heavy truck traffic coming up and down this thing?
And then people worry about the air and the water. Sand processing uses some potentially harmful chemicals, and in 2012, the state of Wisconsin cited all of the mines then operating in the county for stormwater runoff, spills. With air quality, the big concern is dust, tiny particles that can be deadly over the long term. In 2013, the county board declared a one-year moratorium on new mining permits, and Malone worked with a committee that studied the issue.
For some of them, I think they got sadder, and for some of them, they got angrier.
Among other things, the committee's 150-page report found that mining had affected wells near some mines, and wells supply all the county's drinking water. And there isn't enough monitoring to know how much dust residents might be exposed to. Malone takes me down County Road Q, where Hi-Crush Partners operates Trempealeau's newest and biggest mine. A mile-long conveyor belt crosses the 800-acre site and passes over County Road Q like a viaduct. It takes sand from the mine to a rail spur that Hi-Crush has built. Chad McKeever develops and oversees new mines for Hi-Crush. He says the conveyor keeps costs down.
Not having to truck is a huge advantage when it comes to costs.
Meaning less diesel, no drivers, and easier on the neighbors, which he says is important.
We plan on being here for a long time, so we'd like people to like us and want us to be here.
But that doesn't mean the neighbors are happy. They've still got noise from blasting, lights at night, and lingering concerns about air and water. Bill and Angela Silla live and farm across County Road Q from Hi-Crush. Their sons are 2 and 5 years old. Water has become their biggest concern. A pump feeding their chicken barn failed last summer. Bill says it was clogged with sand. Hi-Crush had the well tested. Traces of lead and arsenic showed up. Here's Angela.
When you put everything together, they said it's an okay level.
Mommy.
So it's not unsafe, but it's there.
Chad McKeever says the mine hasn't hurt the Silla's water. Pat Malone has looked at the data and says it's not conclusive. When Hi-Crush first showed up, some of the Silla's neighbors sold their land at a big premium. Bill had just moved home to take over the farm his family had run for generations. Now, they're isolated, sleepless, worried about the water. Bill says he's extremely depressed.
Because you just don't know where to go, what to do, what can you do, what should you do, what's your best option, you don't know.
By an agreement with the local government, Hi-Crush would buy the Silla's house for a guaranteed price, but not the $500,000 chicken barn the family installed a few years ago. And not the 200 acres they farm. For now, they're staying put. In Trempealeau County, Wisconsin, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.